ladies and gentlemen. It is. What day is it? I guess it's August 31st. Yes, August 31st, 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Once again, tonight I am broadcasting from the office of American Free Press. I'm here working on some very important projects. You'll hear about them eventually. But in the meantime, I do have to remind you to mark your calendars, folks. You know what? First, we had the 911 fraud. And we got into Iraq. Now they want to send American troops into a war against Iran. Well, we've got to stop them, and we can, folks. And that is the purpose of what will be the big conference of 2007 over Columbus Day weekend. That's October 12th through the 14th. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's in Orange County, California, near the John Wayne Airport. Lots of big-name speakers and some other people like me are going to be joining together to say no to the war party. Now, of course, if you want some further information on this conference, there is a website, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Please take that information down, ladies and gentlemen. Email it to your friends, particularly those in Southern California. Going to be a good assembly of speakers there, a good opportunity for people to get together and just talk about what we can do to frustrate the warmongers and to try to expose just what these, well, I don't want to call them what they are because this is a family program, but we know what they are and we know we've got to stop them because not only are they insane, but they're dangerous. You know, when you have insane people locked away, that keeps them from being a threat to themselves and to others. But in this case, we have insane people, ladies and gentlemen, who are in control of the nuclear button. And they want to press that button, folks. It's a suicidal tendency that they've demonstrated throughout their history. We've all heard of Masada. Not the Mossad, Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A. That's where they all committed mass suicide. And of course, today in Israel, they have the Samson option, as in Samson from the Bible, who brought down the temple to destroy his enemies when he thought they were going to destroy him. The Samson option, folks, that's what it's all about. When you get crazy people with their hands on the buttons, crazy people that are determined to destroy their enemies, you've got to do something to stop them. If you have to lock them away, then by God, we have to lock them away. Not only to protect ourselves, but to protect the crazy people from themselves. Well, I intend to be at this big conference near the John Wayne Airport on Columbus Day weekend, October 12th through the 14th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I hope you will be too. Mark Glenn will be the host for this event. Promises to be a very important event. It's a real opportunity for a lot of good people to get together and just try to figure out a solution, and certainly, we hope get some publicity for the fact that there are people who are standing up to the war party, standing up to the organized Jewish community in this country, which is pushing for the United States to get involved in an insane war, a needless war against Iran. When we come back, folks, I'm going to talk about some things that I pulled out of my archive. Very interesting items here, folks. I hope you'll stay tuned. Michael Collins Piper here.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's much bigger than that conference. It's a survival of mankind. You know, Senator Lindsey Graham just went to Republican from South Carolina. You know, the guy went for 2 weeks of reserve duty in Iraq and came back and said, oh, well, everything's going fine there. We need to keep on maintaining U.S. involvement in Iraq. Yeah, Mr. Graham. Yeah, you went over there for 2 weeks. We're real impressed with you, Senator. Maybe if you'd have come back with your leg blown off, or maybe some other part of your anatomy damaged in some fashion, maybe without an eye, maybe you'd have a different opinion about it. We're real impressed, Senator Graham, that you went over there for 2 weeks. Why don't you go over there and spend some real time with some of the folks who are over there and who don't want to be there? Senator Graham, you're a fraud. And speaking of frauds, I've talked on this program, and I'm going to keep talking about it, ladies and gentlemen, about these American Jewish pro-Israel columnists like Douglas Bloomfield, among many, 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 many others, who keep telling us that polls show that most American Jews oppose the war in Iraq and oppose it even more now that it's a disaster. Well, folks, if they did in fact oppose the war in Iraq, then why did their leaders in the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress and the Anti-Defamation League and all of these other organizations and Jewish newspaper, Jewish community newspapers around the country agitate for war. And here I have in my hands, folks, you've heard this before if you've been listening to this show anytime, I have in my hand an article from the New York Times, not exactly a Nazi hate sheet, an article from the New York Times of February 27th, 2003. That's just before the United States invaded Iraq. And here is the headline from the story, folks. Israel says war on Iraq would benefit the region. Many in Israel are so certain of the rightness of a war on Iraq that officials are already thinking past that conflict to urge a continued assertive American role in the Middle East. Israel regards Iran and Syria as greater threats and is hoping that once Saddam Hussein is dispensed with, the dominoes will start to tumble. Israeli officials say that only sustained American pressure can turn that hope into reality. This is from the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't make this up. Folks, they're lying to us. Now the Israelis are coming out and saying, you know, saying, oh, it's a bad thing. But guess what? About a year ago, not quite a year ago, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported on November 17th, 2006, quoting Israeli Prime Minister Olmert in Washington, and it was quoted here in the United States. He said, and this is from Haaretz, ladies and gentlemen, Olmert said Israel and other countries in the area should be thankful to the United States and Bush. He said the Iraq war had a dramatic positive effect on security and stability in the Mideast, as well as having strategic importance from Israel's perspective and that of moderate Arab states. The Israeli prime minister said the Iraq war had a dramatic positive effect on security and stability in the Middle East. All right, folks, what more evidence do you need that we're being lied to right in our faces? They're lying to us in our faces, and they want all these American chumps to continue to buy these lies. And then, of course, they've got these fanatics like John Hagee, as Willis Cardo calls him, that big toad. We've got this big toad John Hagee and the ghost of Jerry Falwell and draft. Well, I can't call Pat Robertson a draft dodger, but I do know, having heard the story firsthand from former Congressman Pete McCloskey, that big warmonger Pat Robertson, who served alongside Pete McCloskey in the Korean War, Robertson got himself shipped stateside through the influence of his father, then Senator Robertson from Virginia. Now Pat Robertson wants to send your children and grandchildren, the neighbors' kids, over to fight Iran. They got us into Iraq, and now they want us to go into Iran, folks. They're lying to us, and we've got to tell our neighbors. We've got to tell our friends. We've got to convince people like my friend, the big-shot lawyer, that these people don't have America's interests at heart. They are working to destroy America. They are traitors to America, and the politicians that support these people are traitors to America. They really want to get us, folks. They really do. You know, any American politician that does have the guts to stand up to Israel will pay the price. And you know what? I witnessed it firsthand many, many years ago as a college kid when I worked as a copy boy on the national campaign staff. Part-time job, ladies and gentlemen, nothing of any consequence, but I was a copy boy on the staff of the John Connally for President Committee. He, of course, was the former governor of Texas, Democratic governor who turned Republican, served as Treasury Secretary in the Nixon administration, and then in 1980 ran for president. And, you know, John Connally dared to give a speech saying that maybe there should be a Palestinian state. And I can tell you firsthand, ladies and gentlemen, because hundreds, if not thousands, of newspaper clippings from all across the country personally passed through my hands during that time frame. And my responsibility was to prepare a press assembly of newspaper reports that went directly to former Governor Connally and to all the key people on the campaign staff. And I want to tell you, almost unanimously, these newspaper articles were attacking John Connally. But I'll tell you what, one of the most interesting ones that came across my desk and then went to Governor Connally came from Jewish Week in New York, November 18th, 1979. A rabbi, a Jewish holy man, ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Emanuel Rachman, wrote a column comparing Governor Connally to Adolf Hitler and to Haman. Haman of the Book of Esther. And this is what Rabbi Rachman, a Jewish holy man, ladies and gentlemen, this is what he wrote. It is sufficiently early to make Connally look ridiculous and destroy him politically without bloodshed. Perhaps I'm overreacting, he went on to say. But then he goes on to say that what Governor Connally was saying, by daring to criticize Israel, by daring to call for a Palestinian state, by daring to suggest that the United States should be friendly to the Arab world. Rabbi Rachman, this Jewish holy man, said the first step in the process of genocide is to cultivate the feeling that those whom you want dead do not count. Regard them as less than human. Degrade them. Vilify them. Then the slaughtering comes more easily. And you know what Rabbi Rachman said in concluding his column? It is my fervent prayer that American Jewry will not minimize the importance of the challenge they have been given, that is, the challenge from John Connally, and that they will act speedily and with devastating effectiveness. Rabbi Rachman wrote, the moment one discovers that a Hitler is emerging, he should be stopped dead in his tracks. John Connally must not even get near the nomination. He must be destroyed, at least politically, as soon as possible. John Connally, he said, must be destroyed, at least politically, as soon as possible. That's Rabbi Emanuel Rachman, ladies and gentlemen, a very distinguished Israeli, highly regarded, a regular columnist writing in Jewish Week. John Connally must be destroyed, at least politically. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if some American patriot wrote something like that about Rudy Giuliani or John McCain or Joe Lieberman or, dare we say, George W. war criminal Bush? I think that's what W stands for, ladies and gentlemen. If that kind of thing were written about Edgar Bronfman, longtime head of the World Jewish Congress, can you imagine? The FBI, the Secret Service, Homeland Security, whatever law enforcement agency you can think of that could get involved, ladies and gentlemen, they would be in there going after whoever wrote that. This is what we're up against. We are up against people who have no qualms about making threats of murder. And that's exactly what this distinguished Jewish holy man, Rabbi Rachman of Israel, was suggesting in the case of John Connally. Well, the media did your job, ladies and gentlemen. The media jumped all over John Connally, and they busted him. He never got near the Republican presidential nomination. That's what they intended, folks. But if he had, they would have killed him. Those were Mossad bullets in Dallas that nearly killed John Connally then, but they certainly assassinated him in 1979 and 1980 when he tried to run for president and dared to speak the truth. Speak the truth to power. What a threat. What a threat, folks. Stay tuned.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back. The callers are lining up here, and I could go on for more and more here, but, you know, I'd rather go to the callers and see what they have to say. And actually, I know three of the callers. You know them, too, and I'm ready to bring them up. And, well, let's go to the first caller who came in. It's Mark Glenn, who is the host of this forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark, come on up.
Michael Bernard Collins Piper.
Bernie, just call me Bernie for short.
I just wanted to give everybody an update now that the official press release on the conference is now 24 hours old, and it seems to be taking off like lightning. The stats on the website are thousands and thousands of people, literally from all over the world, are going to the website to find out about it. The ADL has picked up on it, as we knew that they would. That's right, the spy organization tied to Israel's Mossad that does not spy on American citizens has admitted that they are spying on us. And so, but the exciting thing, Mike, is that the project that you and I were discussing earlier today looks like it is moving forward with very good promise. And I'll let the listeners have a little bit of a teaser in that I have been in contact now with three governments around the world. I'm not going to let anyone know who they are, other than to know that these governments are absolutely opposed to what is going on in the Middle East. Two of these governments, at least, are extremely powerful, and have invited them or one of their representatives to be at the conference in some capacity to speak to the crowd. And as of this moment, it looks very promising.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. What more can I say?
Yeah.
Give that address out, Mark, for the blog.
The website address is No More Wars for Israel, all one word. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And
or is it .net, Mark?
No, .com.
.com, okay. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com.
Yes, and per your demand, I have made the letters larger since you said last night that nobody could read them.
Couldn't anyway, but I'm old and blind, yeah.
No, see, to short people like me, the letters look normal.
Well, Abe Foxman didn't need a magnifying glass because he was listening into all of our phone conversations about it anyway.
That's right.
Well, and, that's great news, Mark.
Yes, and I would just encourage everybody to spread the word as far and as wide as they can and to cross their fingers and to pray because, you know, let's face it, Mike, I mean, these are dangerous people. They will resort to anything.
They threatened to kill John Connolly. I just read it on the air if you heard it.
That's right. Well, they would kill Jesus Christ, somebody as harmless as Jesus Christ, who did nothing but good deeds for people for 3 years, and they hung him on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So if they would do that to him, they certainly would do worse to us. So what I would tell everybody out there is to keep their fingers crossed, say their prayers, and let's just move forward with this thing.
That's absolutely right, Mark. Yeah, I'm gonna promote this conference every night of the week as much as I can because it is an important conference. It's an opportunity perhaps to make some media attention, particularly if there is any of this reaction, as you say, from these foreign governments. And in any case, even if there isn't, the fact is that America's real patriots need to stand together because what's the old saying? If we don't stand together, we'll most assuredly hang together.
That's right. We
and
can either
do.
hang together or hang separately. That's
mm-hmm.
what Benjamin Franklin said.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Keep
All
up
right,
the good
Mark,
work,
Mark. That's great news. Great news.
All right.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Well, folks, you heard it from Mark Glenn. It's a very, very important conference. Going to be a lot of interesting speakers there. And if I'm intending to be a speaker there, but if necessary, I'll give up my time for somebody far more important who may show up. So, anyway, you heard it here, folks. Spread the word. Now, we have another friend of mine on the phone, a friend of yours, a friend of every patriot in America, and I hope you know his good music. It's Paul Tepeti of the band Poker Face. Paul, come on up.
Michael, how are you, sir?
What are you doing, Paul?
Getting ready for tomorrow's gig/speaking engagement at the anti-illegal immigration rally being held on our Capitol steps in Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What
and
time
it's funny
is that thing?
It's 12 to 3, and folks, if you want to check it out on the site, it's voiceofthepeopleusa.com if you want rally details.
Voiceofthepeopleusa.com.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what is happening is the same people that are threatening, you know, Mark's conference or anything that you tend to show up at or we tend to show up at, the same group that you know, harassed us at Rutgers have been harassing some of the speakers that were supposed to speak at the rally tomorrow. And it's Fat Albert and his crew, the One People's Rejects.
Right.
Remember the piece? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so hang on for the break we have coming up there, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Paul Tepeti of Poker Face, and he's going to be at the rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania tomorrow. Stay tuned for more about that, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
During the break, I went to the website, voiceofthepeopleusa.com. You will find the information you need there. It's in front of the Capitol building in downtown Harrisburg. Easy to find, ladies and gentlemen. The Capitol building, quite a beautiful building, sticks out like a sore thumb. Tomorrow, Saturday, September 1st, Save America, Save Hazleton, Support Immigration Reform, Support Mayor Barletta. That's the mayor of Hazleton who's been trying to do something about the surplus, shall we say, of illegal immigrants in his city. Pennsylvania State Representative Daryl Metcalf from Butler County is there. Congressman Paul Brown.
He canceled out. He got scared away by the ADL.
Congressman Brown got scared.
Yeah, by the ADL. Well, you know, I'm a known anti-Semite because it's like, show me the proof, you know.
Absolutely.
Whether it's 911 or whether it's the Hall of Hoax, brother. You know, the greatest, you know, scam in history. Nobody's going to have any kind of, you know.
Well, I'm glad I mentioned him because we can put him in our own hall of shame here for daring to back out of a good program like this, Paul.
Oh, seriously, brother. It's like what you, Mark, said last, like, either we hang together, we will surely hang separate. And it's like, it's people like him that can be scared away by like an ADL idiot or an SPLC fudger or an OPPer, you know?
Well,
like,
it looks to me like there's a good solid group of people who are going to be joining this program, yourself included. So Paul, I have to mention for the record that you yourself are the son of a legal immigrant from Mexico. So it's not like you're some sort of quote-unquote white racist anti-immigrant agitator.
No, I want legal immigration, and that's what, you know, for calling for legal immigration, when you're talking about a Communist Worker Association Party member, they feel that any worker in the world, especially communists, has a right to your job, Michael. So they do not believe in borders. They are the stormtrooping front guard of the North American Union. Okay? People like Jacoby, that you never even hear in the press, she happens to be one of the biggest pushers for this amnesty garbage for Jorge Bush, okay?
Jorge Bush, exactly. Well, Paul, I wish you guys the best of luck up there. That Mayor Barletta is a good man, and he set a good tone for what local leaders around the country can do.
And
it's so amazing. It's so amazing the fact that this immigration problem, you know, it used to just be on the border in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, but now it's all over the country. And
you can't hide 30 to 40 million illegals, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they tell us, wait, what they tell us, there are 10 million? Well, no.
Oh, please.
I think it's a little higher than that, and it's getting higher every day. So so good luck tomorrow, Paul. And
you, sir. Keep doing a great job.
I'll tell you what, Paul, if you would, do me a favor. Call in on Monday, if you have the time, Monday or Tuesday, take your pick, and give us a rundown on what happened there. I know people want to know about that.
I'll try Monday. If it doesn't happen Monday, I'll definitely do it Tuesday.
All right, we'll be waiting to hear from you, Paul. And as I say, good luck to everyone there.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for that call, Paul. All right, ladies and gentlemen, voiceofthepeopleusa.com, and check out Paul's website. I think it's pokerface.org and pokerface.com. He's a very talented musician. We're lucky to have people like Paul on our side. Okay, well, we have got Jim from Texas. Jim, what are you up to tonight?
Mike.
Jim.
Are you there, Mike?
I'm here, Jim.
Well, I kind of hesitate to say it, but I must take you to task. Last night, you called upon all our loyal and wonderful Jewish brethren who disagree with what their leadership is doing to contact somebody, I don't know who, and state that they have no part in it. And so you wasted my whole day. I spent the whole day on the internet and watching TV to look for a communication meltdown in Washington, D.C. from all these people calling in.
Well, I guess it didn't work then. They weren't listening last night, Jim.
I don't think there was a single person called into Washington, D.C. to exclaim that Mike was right and that he's right on the money. I don't count any. I searched far and wide. I done everything I could. I spent the whole day on the computer.
Well, you know, if they're not going to, I tell you what, Jim, if the Jewish people in this country are not going to rise up and throw out their so-called leaders, then they, too, are part of the problem. They, too, are part of the problem, and we are not going to play Mr. Nice Guy anymore and try to pretend that they're not part of the problem if they don't have the guts to stand up and save themselves from their own corrupt leadership.
Mike, it's not, there is no if. They will not. It will not happen. The sun will burn out before you ever get gigantic waves of phone callers saying, well, hey, I don't want no part of that. I don't agree with Abe Boxman. I hate Henry Kissinger. And, you know, and George Bush is a terrible fellow. They're not going to say that. It's never going to happen. Never in our lifetimes. And especially in my lifetime, because I'm an old geezer who doesn't know much.
I tell you what, that's very, very interesting that you bring that up, because, Jim, just today I got a phone call from a friend of mine, also a friend of Mark Glenn's, who alerted me to the recent release of the September-October 2000 issue of Tikkun magazine, which is published by Rabbi Michael Lerner. Now, I have written critically of Rabbi Lerner. Now, I haven't read his article, but the cover story in this magazine is entitled The Israel Lobby: Bad for the U.S., Bad for Israel, Bad for the Jews. Now, Michael Lerner, as I say, I haven't read his article, but he does have some influence in some circles, and perhaps he going to maybe have some influence in maybe redirecting some American Jews into standing up to the people like Bronfman and Newhouse and all these other gangsters, and that's what they are, gangsters who are misdirecting U.S. foreign policy. Unfortunately, though, Jim, I have to say, as I often am forced to say, I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're right.
And, Mike, I'm going to wait to look tomorrow in Haaretz magazine to see that there are 4 million Jews in Israel has demanded that Israel no longer take one penny from the United States or Germany or Switzerland or anybody else, because this is all a big farce and we don't need their money and we don't want their money. And you know, Mike, it's not going to happen.
Well, you know, actually, Jim, it's kind of funny because a few years ago there was a very substantial group of Israeli policymakers and opinion leaders who were actually saying, this is very interesting, they were actually saying that Israel should stop depending on U.S. foreign aid. Now, I remember at the time some of my colleagues said, oh, this is wonderful news. No, it was not wonderful news, because the approach these people were taking was that Israel should stop taking money from the United States so that they could do whatever they want to do without the fear of the United States ever cutting aid to Israel, that they wanted to rely on other sources. And you know what's very interesting about
Mike,
it?
Mike, fear of U.S. cutting aid to Israel? Oh, that's like a fear of a 45-year-old man, fear of the boogeyman in the closet. Hello?
It may not have been fear per se, but it may have been, there's a certain trend and mindset in some of these hardline elements in Israel who really do not like the United States. They do not like the United States because people like that often have a tendency to want to wipe their feet on the faces of the people who are doing their bidding. We've seen the Israeli lobby do this time and time again to American politicians who had otherwise done their bidding. And all in the end, more often than not, when they decide to get rid of somebody, they will get rid of them. So I don't think that's a fraud. I think that's a very real mindset in Israel, because you have to bear in mind that these people, the ones I'm talking about, have demonstrated a form of national insanity. I mean, that's the very foundation of their nuclear weapons program. They're willing to commit national suicide and take the world, the temple of mankind, as they say, down with them. So you're applying normal standards of behavior and normal standards of your conventional human thought process and saying, well, that won't happen. But I tell you what, we're dealing with a real wild card when we're dealing with the state of Israel, and that's why the fact that this country is one of the world's leading nuclear powers is what scares the hell out of me. So I don't discount any possibility of any action. If Israel...
Mike, you have to understand, these people have been at this for thousands of years. They're always on every side of every issue. That's how they operate. Sure, they're going to have a small group of people saying, we don't want the Goyim money, we don't need the Goyim money, because they know very well that the Goyim money is going to be coming no matter what. Of course they'll be on the other side of the issue, and they'll write wonderful articles about, we're going to stand on our own. But does anything ever change?
Well, nothing has changed so far.
And it won't, because that's how they operate, always on both sides of every, or all
but,
sides of every
but I,
issue.
But I still say, Jim, that if you look into their writings and into their literature, you will often find this very anti-American tendency, because, you know, it's very interesting. Here in the United States, there are a lot of Jews. A friend of mine was telling me about a Jewish woman that he knew who said that she doesn't trust the United States. She's an American-born Jew. She doesn't trust the United States. This is what Rabbi Meir Kahane and his followers in Israel, the people who support Ariel Sharon now in his dotage, and Benjamin Netanyahu, they really are very much concerned that there could be an outbreak of real serious anti-Israel thinking in this country. And I think that it is taking place within the military in particular, within the diplomatic community and in the intelligence community. And I think the fact that you constantly see now the CIA being bashed in the mass media in this country is a sign that the people who control the mass media, and we know who they are, they don't trust the CIA. And when we see people like Tony Blankley writing in the Washington Times that American military critics of U.S. policy in the Middle East should be hauled before a tribunal and quizzed, and when we hear JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, when we see their publication,
Frank Gaffney's group.
That's another organization, but JINSA called for a witch hunt in the American military, to saying that American critics of Israel and of U.S. policy towards Israel are potential allies of jihad. So you see, they are writing in their own publications as though they consider patriotic American military people and diplomats and people, even people in the Justice Department like Fitzgerald, the prosecutor who brought down Louis Libby, they consider them threats. And I think that's good news, because I don't think they're just making noise. I think they really are concerned, and I think that that's a good sign, because I don't see much hope at this point in the American people rising up, but I can see American military people rising up and taking a lot of military people with them and going down to the headquarters of the Seagram's building and calling Edgar Bronfman out into the conference room and saying, Mr. Bronfman, we're not going to fight any more wars for Israel. And I can see them going to S.I. Newhouse and saying, Mr. Newhouse, you can go ahead and keep attacking us in your publications that are published all over the country, including in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the Patriot News down there. I can see them calling Mr. Newhouse in and saying, well, Mr. Newhouse, you may have your newspapers, but we've got the guns.
Mike, they consider anybody a threat that doesn't wear a yarmulke and hold a menorah 24 hours a day, anybody that doesn't do that is a threat. That's the way they think.
Well, do you think, Jim, that we have a hope from the military?
Very little, because I spent 3 years in the military many, many, many years ago, and I know how the military thinks. They don't. Hello? They don't. They do what they're told. They're worried about their careers. And I fought with them for 3 years when I was in the military, and I was a nobody, nowhereville private in the military. I know how they think.
Well, I tell you, Jim, the times have changed, and now we're talking nuclear war, and if the military isn't going to do anything, then I would say things are lost, because the American people are not going to rise up on their own, at least at this juncture.
Mike, the American military, they promote all the Jewish people like, what's his name, Clark, or I forget who discovered he was Jewish as he was bombing Serbia. He discovered that he was Jewish when he's 55 years old, and Eisenhower and all these other people that they discover they're Jewish, and Madeleine Albright, they discover they're Jewish. I didn't know I was Jewish. Hello, there's no hope in this.
Well, what
None.
Do you think? What do you say, Jim? We're going to be going to a break
and,
here.
And Pretorius,
let me ask you this, Jim: is anything going to turn things around?
Only a total collapse of the present order. Only a total collapse.
You don't
That's
think
it.
That the military is going to step in before it happens?
General Pretorius, the guy he was acclaimed unanimously by Congress to be the new general in Iraq. He's a Jew.
I didn't know that, but he may well be. But what about all those generals and admirals who have been speaking out? You don't think that they're serious?
Well, what about the general under President Carter in Korea that said, wait a minute, our whole policy is wrong? He was gone the next day.
Well, I'm talking about the ones that are in there now.
Well, who's running the show now?
Well, I tell you what, they may be the guys at the top, and they may be in a point of positions, but you know, Jim, there's a lot of military people out there. You know, according to Don Grand Prix, it was American military people who fired the missile that hit Paul Wolfowitz's hotel in Baghdad. I hope it's true. I hope he's right.
All I can say is I hope it's true, but their aim was very bad. So, listen, Mike, I'll let you go. I don't want to hog all your time.
All right, Jim.
All right.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I hope Jim is wrong, and I hope I'm right in this case, because I think that we had those of us who are out here talking on RBN, and those of you who are listening, our job is to stand firm and to let the military know, let the people in the Justice Department and the FBI and the CIA and other people in positions of influence, let them know that we are standing firm and we will stand behind them if and when they decide to pull the plug, or dare I say, pull the trigger on the people who are trying to destroy America and who will end up destroying the world. All right, we have Jerry in Connecticut. We're going to bring him up when we come back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Connecticut. Jerry, come on up.
How you doing, Mike?
How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
All righty.
Okay. Hey, Jim in Texas, I'm going to throw you a lasso, but I don't think you can make it that far, you know?
Okay.
I was a little taken aback by your Murray thing last night. I tried to get in, and I couldn't really, the time ran short, you know? Your basic conception was that Charles Murray is kind of a jerk or what?
Well, Charles Murray, I happen to be a Gentile, and Charles
right.
Murray says that I am inferior to Jews.
Well, Murray, I thought it was an Irish.
I'm sorry, what?
It's an Irish name, Murray.
Well, I don't think Murray is Jewish, but his co-author of the book, The Bell Curve.
Well, I know, Richard Herrnstein. I read his book in 1982, Mike. That book is so old, it's gathering moss.
Yeah, but you know, he recently wrote a piece for Commentary, the publication of the American Jewish Committee, talking about Jewish superiority, and now he's speaking in New York City this coming week, elaborating further on his opinion that Jews are superior to everybody else.
Well, I don't think the Jews are superior, but do you have an opinion about the various races being superior?
But this is what Mr. Murray says, and you know, it's very, very interesting. You know, we're constantly told that, you know, when David Duke talks about racial differences or cultural differences, they call him a racist. They say he's another Adolf Hitler. But here's Charles Murray and Mr. Herrnstein, their work being promoted by the American Jewish Committee and no less than the New Republic magazine, now published by the billionaire Asper family of Canada, long published by Martin Peretz, a close friend of former Vice President Al Gore. They promote his work and say that Jews are superior to everybody else.
Well, you know, first of all, you got to understand that Jews are basically white people. Right. So, I mean, what's the difference between anybody else?
Well,
what's the
difference between Jews and everybody else? Well, ask the Jews. They say that they're superior to everybody
else. Well, you know, yeah, well, that's an opinion.
Well,
but
you see, the thing is that they cite scientific studies, what they say are scientific
studies. Oh, really?
Studies.
Scientific? Well, they have scientific studies where they're superior.
Well, do you necessarily believe those scientific studies are true?
No. I don't believe it because
why are they allowed to say these things that other people are not allowed to say about racial differences?
Why? Because they own the government. They own banks. Come on.
Well, yes, but are you defending what?
No, I'm not defending this. I'm defending the fact that, you know, I read the curve years and years and years ago. I don't dispute anything that Charles Murray and Richard Herrnstein ever said in that book.
Well, are you...
The point is that there was no Jewish slant in that.
Well, yes,
what it dealt with was specific races.
But if you look at the book, they do say in the book, and Charles Murray said in his recent article in Commentary, and also another study that was released about 2 years ago said precisely the same thing. And when Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League was quizzed about it, he said, well, who can argue with scientific studies?
I hear the music, Mike.
Okay, well, listen, if you want to talk about this more, feel free to call in Monday night or Tuesday,
well,
whenever you feel.
I'm going to throw Jim a rope, so, you know.
All right. Have a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. Get ready for the big conference. No more wars for Israel, Southern California. October 12th through the 14th, it's going to be a good one. Check it out, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And don't miss that rally in Harrisburg tomorrow at 12 noon if you can make it. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. God willing, we'll see you here Monday.
With